Good. Okay. So glad you're here today. Everyone listening online, I'm going to go back to what we talked about last week with Jacob, Esau, and Isaac. You guys, remember that? All right, cool. Yeah, see, good. Hello, guys. Come on up. So just a little context for everyone from last week. We talked about, Jacob, Isaac, and Esau. Isaac was in bed. He's close to death. He couldn't see very well. And so what had happened before, through helping with Rebecca, Jacob tricked Esau for his birthright. He tricked Isaac so he can get the blessing from God too. So we're kind of at that point where all that's happened. Yeah, good ways, good ways. Yeah, good job. So we'll ask these questions and I'll just kind of recap on it. So maybe you might know this. If you don't, no big deal. So which son did Isaac end up blessing? You guys? Close. He actually blessed, he was tricked into blessing Jacob instead of Esau, right? Because it was supposed to, right? He was like, Esau's my firstborn. I'm going to bless him, but God had different plans on that. So Isaac ended up blessing Jacob because he was tricked into thinking he was Esau. Good, good, good waves. So next question, how was Isaac tricked? Did anyone remember? That's top of the head. I know, I'm just throwing this at y'all. That's close, yeah. So that at that one point, not really Isaac tricked, but then Jacob tricked his brother Esau that way, right? Remember, he came in hungry that day. He was working outside, and he was like, I am so hungry. And so Jacob was like, hey, I will make you a bowl of soup if you give me your birthright. But does that even sound like a fair deal? Every time I say this, it does not sound like a fair deal. But he did it. He sold out his birthright for a bowl of, I think, lentil soup, if I remember right. So that was that part. But with Isaac, Jacob lied to his father, okay? Nice. And so claiming to be Esau. So he dressed in Esau's clothes and covered his skin in animal fur, because that's what Esau was. He's covered in animal fur, he's dressed, and so he tricked him that way. But real quick, I'm going to read some other questions for y'all for this message, and then we'll go into some scripture reading, okay? So just keep this in mind, everyone listening online, everyone here today. First question is, what did Jacob see in his dream? Okay, so keep that in mind. What did God promise Jacob in his dream? And at the end of his life, when Jacob looked back on this dream, how did he describe it? Okay, so think of those three questions. What did Jacob see in his dream? What did God promise Jacob in his dream? And at the end of his life, Jacob looked back on this dream and he asked, how did he describe it? Okay, so think about those while we read the scripture. So Livy is staring me down and she, dude, she's not even laughing. Ugh, no pressure today. So we're going to go into scripture. If anyone has their Bibles, they can turn to Genesis 28. We're going to do verses 10 through 17 and verses 48 through. Thank you. She's great. You guys are great. So yeah, Genesis 28 verses 10 through 17. And then we're going to go into one verse in Genesis 48 verse 3. So I'll read that to y'all real quick. So, then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he reached a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set, and he took out one of the stones of the place and put it under his head to lay down in that place. So Jacob's running away. And so the context also what happened was Esau was going after Jacob because he took his birthright and his blessing. So Jacob was mad and he was going to kill him. Okay? He was trying to find his brother to go kill him for what he did. So at this point, Jacob is running away from it. Okay? And they warn him about it. So at the moment, then he had a dream. Okay, so Jacob had a dream, and behold, a ladder stood on the earth with its top touching the heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending it. And behold, Yahweh stood, and it said, I am Yahweh, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, the land which you lie. I will give it to you and your seed. So he's telling the same things he told Abraham and Isaac, right? He's telling them what they're promised. And your seed will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. So spread out everywhere, right? And in you and in your seed, all your families of the earth shall be blessed. Wonderful. Behold, I am with you and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not forsake you until I have done what I have promised you. Okay. Cause God always keeps his promises, right? It's kind of what we've been learning too. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely Yahweh is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how fearsome is this place? There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And then Genesis 48, verse 3, it says, Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me. So a lot of reading, okay? But ultimately, Jacob had a dream, and that was God talking through that vision. Okay, so we're going to go into a little more detail about that. But the main idea I want to present to y'all today was Jacob received the blessing not by his own scheming, but by God's grace alone, right? So Jacob had made a mess of his life. We're going to start right there. And he had tricked and robbed his brother of his birthright and the blessing. So remember, Jacob tricked Esau, took his birthright from the soup, and a blessing from Isaac. Okay, he tricked him. And now Esau wanted to kill him. Right? Because he took things from him. He was mad. I want to go after my brother. Okay? Esau could have snapped Jacob in half like a toothpick because he's a big guy. I'm assuming he's a big guy. He's a very big guy. So Jacob fled into the wilderness to get away from that because he did not want to die. And he was scared. So in the darkness of night, with nothing but a rock for his pillow, Jacob laid down in a complete, I would say, in complete tiredness, right? Because he's running away. He's scared. He's tired. And he slept. Right. And so as he did, he had an amazing dream. He saw a big ladder and it was so tall it reached into the heavens. Okay. There were angels traveling up the ladder and down the ladder. And at the very top was God himself. What was the meaning of this dream? Well, Jacob had been trying to get to the very top. So Jacob had been trying to get to God's blessing. You get God's blessing, right? On his own strength. And you probably heard that before. When we try to do anything on our own, it doesn't work out, usually. Probably never in that sense. So what he had to do to get to that? He had to lie, and he cheated and stolen in attempting to get God's blessing. So like men who constructed the Tower of Babel, okay? So Jacob sought to reach heaven by his own merit, by his own power and wisdom, which we saw that happened, right? They tried to get a tower going up to Babel. They tried to create it. What did God do? He scattered them. Because there's no way he can do that. And it had led to a miserable scene. Okay, so running scared through the wilderness with nothing but clothes on their back. What Jacob needed was God himself to construct a way from earth to heaven. Interesting picture from earth to heaven. He needed God to give the blessing. And this is exactly what God did, right? He provided. So the dream is often called, I think everyone said it like Jacob's ladder, but not a very helpful way to think about it that way. Instead, let's think of it maybe as like God's ladder, in the sense that only God can make a way for Jacob to know salvation and blessing. And so we get to another part where only God could bridge the gap between earth and heaven. So lying Jacob would know God's blessing by grace alone. So there's a lot in there. Kind of some cool stuff. So let me go into a little bit of this part here. Now, what did Jacob see in his dream? Yes, he saw that. Yeah, a ladder. Saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven. That's what he saw. Very profound. I like that. So that's what Jacob saw in his dream, right? Angels were going up and down the stairs, and at the top was God himself, okay? What did God promise Jacob in his dream? Yes, pretty close to that. I agree. He gave Jacob the same promises that he gave to Abraham and Isaac, right? It was that God would be Jacob's God. He would make him into a great people and would give him the land of Canaan. So he continued that through his lineage, the family. But at the end of his life, okay, when Jacob looked back on this dream, how did he describe it? Yeah, exactly. She's on it. So how did he describe it? He told his son that God blessed him. Okay, Jacob had received the blessing from his father Isaac, but now God himself was pronouncing his blessing on Jacob. Okay, God never breaks his promises. All goes according to God's plan through his sovereignty. Good job. So I read you a little bit of this, and I'm going to ask you three more questions real quick. Okay, so bear with me. We're almost done. Who was at the top of the ladder in Jacob's dream? Yes, it was. So you got it. Christopher got it. It was God at the very top of there, right? While God's blessing included many things, like the land of Canaan, the greatest blessing Jacob was given was, yes, God himself. Good. The ladder showed that a way had been made for sinful Jacob to have God as his God. Very good. Good job, guys. Now, why is it not helpful to call this dream Jacob's ladder? You remember? Yeah? Could you tell me? Okay. Sorry, it's really funny. She's really serious, like looking at me like, this is the answer. So I'm kind of intimidated right now. Okay, so the reason why it's not helpful to call it Jacob's ladder is because Jacob did not build it, right? Jacob had tried to do so, kind of like what we do a lot of times. We try to do our own things ourselves and not have God help us, and that never gets us anywhere. So he tried that. But all his attempts had only made a mess of his life, right? He had to cheat, he had to lie, and he had to steal. Didn't even attempt it. So not a good sight. But the ladder was built by God himself. And so the only way sinners can reach heaven is by God's undeserved kindness. Okay, because we can't get there. He's the bridge. But what's unique is who's actually in between that mediates for us. So I'm going to ask you that question real quick. So what do we learn about the ladder in Jacob's dream? Well, it's a picture of Jesus Christ. So here we come back to what Christ is as that bridge. Okay, he's the great ladder between earth and heaven. Okay, you kind of see that image. Okay, we cannot work our way to God. Our works are filthy rags. They're dirty. They are nothing in comparison to Christ. But we can't earn God's salvation, right? Only through Jesus Christ can we know the blessing that Jacob received. And it says, and yeah, thank you. Good. Love that. So in John 1:51, it actually says, and then he added, very truly I say to you, is what Christ said. Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Wonderful. Wonderful representation of what Christ is for us. You know, the bridge between us, the mediates between God and man. We are seen righteous by believing and trusting in Christ, you know, seeing at his word and hearing it, following his commandments and obeying him. And we praise God every day for that because we need him every day, right? What do you think, Olivia? Do we need God every day? Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys are here today to listen. Let's go ahead and go into prayer and we'll get started with worship. Yeah. God, we thank you so much for this wonderful time to enjoy your word, to understand your word, and to glorify you through the study of your word. We cannot do this alone. We can't do anything alone apart from you, for it is nothing. May we rely on you every day as truth and wisdom and sound doctrine that we may spread the word, fellowship, and worship your name as you rightly deserve. It is in your name we pray, amen.